Most art galleries exhibit artists' work in a building.
Sure.
It's a defined space. They've got set hours of operation. You know, it's open on these days at this hours. But what you're doing, even though you're a gallery owner, you're sort of taking art to the streets, aren't you?
I am. As a gallery owner and art lover and photography collector, I think a lot about who buys art and who doesn't buy art and what the barriers are to getting someone excited about art. And my passion is really about engaging new audiences, building collectors, getting people to flip that switch and get and recognize that art can make their lives beautiful and that it can be accessible. And so I try to create really innovative programs to bring people more comfortably past that hurdle. And so one of those things is my Crusade for Collecting tour, where I'm literally bringing art to the people and people to art in a 77 Volkswagen bus.
This Crusade for Collecting, the idea, where did it originate? Is that something that you came up with? Or?
It is. It was just in thinking about how do I get people to the gallery and why aren't they coming? What's intimidating about that? Who's my target audience? And I realized that there's such a huge group of people that are young and educated and interested in things in their world. And art could really be a natural fit into the things that they're interested in. So I feel that generationally we don't support art and artists the way that previous generations have, but I also feel like we're really well suited to it. We really care about the things in our world, and we're seekers, and we care where our food came from and how our coffee's roasted, and art is a natural fit into those things, and it's just about getting it top of mind. So the Crusade for Collecting, I started so that I could start this conversation and have this dialogue and get people to think about art and think about the difference between original art and the mass-produced wall art and decor that we're inundated with at big box retail stores, and kind of what the difference is and why supporting an artist and someone that you can meet and maybe connect with in your local community can give you such a deeper connection to the piece.
The Crusade for Collecting has an event coming up the day after Thanksgiving at the High Museum of Art. What's going to happen there?
It is going to be fantastic. So originally, the Crusade for Collecting was this idea, and then the tour was, well, art's not meant to just be talked about. It's meant to be experienced, so let me get out there. I did a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for this fantastic bus that we call Lady Blue, and we'll be popping up in different cities around the country. The first one, of course, starting hometown team in Atlanta, and the High Museum is hosting us, which is amazing. And they have the day after Thanksgiving is their family day. It's their biggest event, well-attended event of the year. And so the bus will be there in the plaza, and we'll have photography from both national photographers and local photographers, and we'll be giving away over 100 original signed photographs.
When you say you're giving away this art, it's sort of like a contest. A would-be collector, someone who wants to own this particular photograph,
basically
has to convince the artist that they're worthy in a way?
Yes. So we have some larger photographs from an online project that I do called The 10. And for those, you have to really sell us. So you have to do something in the most, write a haiku, perform a live rap, you know, something amazing to convince us that this piece belongs to you. And so we'll be giving away several of those pieces. We also have a local photographer showcase where 10 Atlanta photographers will all be there with 10 copies of an image of theirs that anyone who comes up to the bus and to the pop-up can look at these photographs, meet the photographer right there who created them. And it's a great opportunity for the local photographer to literally meet the person who will walk away with their piece and will be their collector.
So on the one hand, you'd like to expose more people to art, in this case, photography.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're allowing them to get it for free, there's no money exchanging hands, which is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, how does the artist make money eventually?
That is, well, isn't that the universal question for artists? But no, it's definitely, the idea of this project is that it's a nonprofit public arts engagement project. The idea is that the local photographers will be able to connect with someone who, they'll be able to meet someone who is connecting with their art and hopefully continue that relationship going forward. These are small 6x9 images, so theoretically and hopefully they're able to find people within their own community who are new to their art. So it's an exposure opportunity. The same for the larger pieces on the 10.
And how are the artists selected?
We had an open call for work and sent it out through a lot of the photography groups and community arts organizations, and each photographer submitted an image that they were interested in using for the project. This is for the local photographer showcase.
The pop-up at the High Museum on the day after Thanksgiving. This is the day one of the crusade for collecting.
It is.
So you're going to hit the road after that? What's your itinerary? Where are you going?
So I'm doing some regional stops to start with. The next week I go to New Orleans, and I'm doing a pop-up during their photo festival called Photo NOLA. And I'm got some other really funky plans in the works. I'm thinking about going to a NASCAR race in Charlotte in the Motor Speedway, just and doing something with a university campus in North Carolina, and try to really get all different types of people and come to them and during something that they regularly do and kind of shock them out of their day-to-day activity, because what's this big teal Volkswagen retro bus doing in the NASCAR parking lot? So the idea is to really do a lot of events where I'm coming to people in their own environments and bringing them something that they can also add.
How is this being funded? Where's the money coming from?
Well, in Atlanta, I have a lot of really great local sponsors. So Binders Art, PPR Pix is doing all of the printing for the local photographer showcase, and Digital Picture. I also have some national sponsors and more coming in, which is really wonderful. The project has a nonprofit status through a fiscal sponsorship with the New York Foundation for the Arts, so everything is tax deductible. And so I'm starting regionally with these more local trips and then building momentum to go on a larger cross-country tour.
Do you see yourself as a curator or a marketer of art?
That is such an amazing question. And I think that it's not an either or. I think that today, artists have an amazing opportunity to be really innovative and build their own audiences with social media, with the way that you can get your work online and viewed. It doesn't matter if you're from a small community. There's a way to get that exposure. You don't have to wait and send slides to galleries anymore and hope that someone contacts you. You can enter competitions. You can be involved in really interesting projects and get your work out and do things completely differently. Get a book deal, get a museum show before you even would have a gallery representation. And I'm really interested in helping artists figure out who their audience is and how to reach them.
The Crusade, do you see this as a permanent activity? Do you see yourself touring so many months every year, popping up in different cities and towns across the country?
I think that my husband and three kids might object to me being a permanent touring crusader. I plan to always be a crusader for art, and I have plans to use the bus going forward to help other artists realize their projects and find their own audiences, without me actually doing the driving.
How can people get more information on this? What's the easiest way?
The website, www.crusadeforcollecting.com.
Jennifer Schwartz is the owner, curator, marketer, if you will, of the Jennifer Schwartz Gallery and the Crusade for Collecting. Jennifer, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. This was wonderful.